لله أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير؟ ألم تعلم أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير؟ صدق الله العلي العظيم. حاضرين الكرام، honorable assembly, there is a bab of ilm, there is a chapter of knowledge which is known as Babu Takdhib al-Mushahadat, Babu Takdhib al-Mushahadat wa Tajribat. This chapter, this bab of ilm and knowledge, is denying experiences and denying those things that are witness. What it means is that sometimes something is, it seems to happen in the outside world here, this is what we see, and this is what apparently is happening, it seems to happen. But if what we see is happening, if those mushahadat, those things that we are witnessing and we are seeing with our physical eyes, if these things are in conflict with Islam, if these things are opposed to what Allah and His Rasul have said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we deny what we see. That is what this bab of knowledge is about. As well as tajribat, experiences, experience shows this, experience shows that. This is what we have experienced, what we have witnessed, quite similar in terms. But when these things are contrary to Islam and they are in conflict with Islam, we deny the mushahadat, we deny those things that we witness, and the tajribat, the things that we feel, things that we experience, we reject those things and we deny those things when they are opposed to Islam. And that is part of iman. It comes from perfect kamil iman. To understand this bab and this chapter, we go back to the lives of the Sahaba, to the Hayatul Sahaba, how they were trained, and this all goes back to the foundation of our deen, which is iman, which we so lack. That is why one of the biggest cries today, one of the biggest calls today, is back to the road of iman. Back to the road of iman. Without iman, a kamil, perfect iman, nothing goes on. A person knows adultery is haram, but he will still commit it. A person knows he has the ilm that he has to perform 5 times prayer, the 5 times daily salah, but he will still not do it. He knows that he's not supposed to do that, but he will still do it. Why? Because the iman has no quwwa, the iman has no power, the iman has no strength in it. If science says something, scientific research has shown this, if this is in conflict and opposition to Islam, we deny that. Not that Islam is not in agreement with science. Islam is, subhanAllah, it's so deep. Muslim scholars in mathematics and algebra, trigonometry, navigation, astronomy, knowledge of the stars, science, medicine, healing, all Islam is very deep. The Quran is full of such scientific knowledge. So it's not that Islam is opposed to science, but Islam is not a follower of science. Science follows Islam. Everything else follows the Quran. So when these things are there, whatever it may be, if they are in conflict to Islam, if our eyes see it, if we feel it, if we go through it, if we experience it, but yet still what is happening is contrary to Islam, we reject that and we believe in Islam. Takdhibul mushahadat wa tajribat. To understand this, let us go back into the golden days of Islam. Many, many centuries ago, we go back to the days of Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not present. Even Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not present. It is in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, the Khilafat, the reign of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which was such a powerful reign, subhanallah, that in the days of Umar, the map of Islam went bigger and bigger and bigger. More territories, more boundaries, more lands came into Islam during the Khilafat of Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is his Khilafat. Egypt has been conquered. Misr, Egypt has been conquered. The governor of Egypt, the Amir of Egypt, is Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Amr ibn al-As, the Amir of Egypt, put in charge there by Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Egypt has a long history, and the Egyptians had many beliefs since the time of Moses, since the time of the pharaohs, and their sorcery and their magic and their ancient practices, and they have a deep relationship with the river Nile. So when Egypt was conquered, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made by Umar as the Amir of Egypt. So the people of Egypt came to Amirul Mu'mineen, to the Amir of Egypt, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As. They came to him when the month of Bu'na had entered, min Ashuril Ajam. It is from the months of the foreigners. The month of Bu'na is a month in the Egyptian calendar. So when this month of Bu'na had come in, the people of Egypt, they came to the governor, to the Amir, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they said, Ayyuhal Amir, O Amir, O Commander, Inna li nilina hadha sunnatan. This river Nile of ours, for this river Nile of ours, it's an old ancient practice that goes with this river Nile. Inna li nilina hadha sunnatan la tajri illa biha. And if we don't do that, the river Nile doesn't flow. And you know our connection with the river Nile. As Allah mentions in the Holy Quran, in Surah 2, Alif Lam Mim Sijda, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ. Do they not see, Adina Tawai, don't they ponder how we pull water to the dry land. فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا, and we take forth from that land through this water crops. There is fertility. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوكُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا, and we take out greenery from it, from which they eat, the animals eat, they get sustenance, which shows one of the systems of irrigation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a land cannot hold water. The rain is not beneficial for that land. So what Allah does through His great universal system is that Allah carries water to that land. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوكُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا تَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ أَنْعَامُهُمْ وَأَنْفُسُهُمْ, from which they themselves eat and the animals eat. So Allah carries the water to the desert land, to barren land, to land that does not have the ability to hold that water and the rainfall. Irrigation system of Allah, He channels the water. This is the case with Egypt, with Misr. The Nile is sustenance. The Nile is fertility. It brings about that. The delta, subhanallah, the delta of the Nile, the banks of the river Nile, fertile land, water. They said, oh, أيها الأمير, إن لنيلنا هذا سنة, for this river Nile of ours is an old ancient practice. La tajri illa biha, and the river Nile will not flow except with that practice of ours, which has continued for centuries, for a long time. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, wama dhaka, and what is that? Wama dhaka, what is that you are speaking about? What practice is that? They said that kanat either إذا كانت عشرة إذا كانت إثنة عشرة ليلة قلت من هذا الشهر, when 12 nights would pass in this month that we are in, the month of Bu'na, a month of the foreigners, a month of the Egyptian calendar, when 12 nights would have passed from this month of Bu'na that we are in, أمدنا إلى Bikrin, amadna ila jariyatin, bikrin baina abawayha. What we do is that we proceed and we look out and we search for a virgin girl that is living with her two parents. We look for a virgin, for a fair maiden that is living between her two parents. فَأَرْضَيْنَا أَبَوَيْهَا, and then we please her parents, make them very happy by giving them a lot of money and gold and silver and jewelry. We make them very happy. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الْحُلِيِّ وَالثِّيَابِ أَفْضَلَ مَا يَكُونَ, and we put upon her the best type of jewelry and clothing that can be. We dress her up with ornaments and jewelry and the best type of clothing. فَأَلْقَيْنَاهَا فِي النِّيلِ, and then we throw her to the river Nile. We offer her to the river Nile as a sacrifice, that the river Nile will flow and continue to flow. We give that life to the river Nile. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was trained by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to deny any mushahadat, any things that have been witnessed, to deny tajribat, experiences, once they go in conflict to Islam, to deny that this can happen. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, inna hadha la yakunu fil Islam. He says, this is not in Islam. This can't happen in Islam. No way, no way. Inna hadha la yakunu fil Islam. This is not in Islam. This will not be in Islam. It will never be in Islam. Islam doesn't stand for that. Inna al-Islam yahdimu ma kana qablahu, he told them. Islam abolishes and wipes out all that which was before it. Any practice which is not in conformity with Tawheed, Islam wipes out that. Any jahil acts, Islam wipes out that. Inna al-Islama yahdimu ma kana qablahu. Faqamu bu'na. So Amr ibn al-As with his companions and the people of Egypt, they remain for the rest of the month of Bu'na. And the Nile was not flowing. And there was drought, difficulty in the land, until the people intended to flee, to leave the land of Egypt, to migrate, to go to somewhere else they intended to leave and to flee. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote to his superior, to the commander-in-chief, to the commander of the believers, the faithful ones, Amirul Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He sent a letter to Medina that this is the situation, tell me what's happening. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote back to Amr ibn al-As and said, Qad asabda fi dhalika. O Amr, you did the writing in that. Whatever you said, whatever you did, that was the correct thing, that's the right thing, that is Islam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, he says, I'm sending a small piece of paper in this letter of mine. I want you to take this small little note which is within the letter I'm sending to you and throw it in the river Nile. Give it to the river Nile for me. In the tafsir of Ibn Kathir alayhi rahmah, Nawarallahu marqadahu wa nafa'ana bi ulumihim amin. He writes that falamma qadima kitabuhu, when Umar's letter came to Amr ibn al-As and he read it and he opened it and he saw that paper, he opened the bitaqa, that chitti, that piece of paper. And what was written on this paper? This is what was written on it. Min Abdillah Umar Amir al-Mu'mineen ila Nili Ahli Misra. This letter is from Abdullah, the slave of Allah, Umar, Amir and commander of the believers, to the Nile of the people of Egypt. And this is the Sunnah way of writing a letter and addressing a letter. What is the Western way, a format for a letter, and one is the Sunnah way. He was trained by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasul would have his letter sent for him, that is how he would put it. Min Abdillah, min Muhammad ibn Abdillah, Rasulillah, from Muhammad ibn Abdillah, the messenger of Allah, ila to so and so. So when a person gets the letter and starts reading, he knows exactly who it, from whom it has come. That is the Sunnah way. From yourself to so and so person, you write. So the letter read as follows: Min Abdillah, from the slave of Allah, Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Amir of the believers, ila Nili Ahli Misra, to the river Nile of the people of Egypt. Amma ba'd, now afterwards, after praise to Allah upon Allah and salutations to his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and after introducing myself, amma ba'd, fa innaka in kunta tajri min qibalika. O Nile, if you flow of your own accord, O river Nile, if you flow out of your own power and by your own self, fala tajri, then don't flow. Don't flow. Wa in kana Allahu al-Wahid huwa alladhi yujrika. And if it is Allah, the one, the only one, the mighty, the powerful, if he is the one who causes you to flow and to run, fanas'alu Allaha ay yujriyaka, then we ask that Allah, your Khalik, to cause you to flow. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu took the letter. It was the night time, and he threw it into the river Nile according to the instructions of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They spent the night of Saturday. When they woke up the morning, Saturday morning, when they woke up, subhanallah, the river Nile was flowing. It was flowing with 16 cubits, 16 ziras, height of water. It rose to 16 cubits of water and flowed fi laylatin wahida, in one night. All of that happened after the river Nile received that letter from Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The rawi of this hadith says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then cut off that sunnah and practice from the people of Egypt. Until today, it doesn't exist any longer. Subhanallah. These were the ashab of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, Ashabi kan nujum, my companions are like stars. They are your heroes, they are your models, they are your exemplars. Bi ayyihim iqtadaytum, any one of them you take as your muqtada, as your leader, as your guide, iqtadaytum, you'll be rightly guided. These are our heroes, our stars. We read about their lives, the incidents, and we learn the lessons from them. The iman that they had received from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is the type of attitude that we need to possess, especially in these times, and pass on to our children. Whatever Islam says, whatever Allah says, that is so. Anything we see, it seemed for centuries that this is how the river Nile would flow. This was what was experienced. This was the mushahadat. The virgin had to be given to the river Nile. But immediately Amr ibn Allah said, no, inna hadha la yakunu fil Islam. This is not in Islam. This will not be in Islam. It cannot be in Islam. In al Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla, Islam demolishes that which was before it. No way. Allah is in control. Alam ta'alam. They understood the meaning of the ayat. Alam ta'alam. Don't you know? Anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. That Allah's power over everything. Alam ta'alam, don't you know? Anna Allah lahu mulku samawati wal ard, that for Allah belongs to him the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth, the Nile, the mountains, the oceans, they are all in the hands of Allah. Wa ma lakum min dunillah min wali wa la nasir, and besides Allah you have no wali, no friend, no helper. They knew that. And we have to go back to these basics. All the asbab, all the means, all the things that we see there, it goes beyond that. If Allah wants, masha Allahu kana, whatever Allah wants will happen. Wa ma lam yasha lam yakun, whatever Allah doesn't want will not happen. He is in control and everything else is makhluk, and he is the creator. And anytime there is a conflict, there seems to be a conflict, we reject whatever is out there, whether we see it, whether we experience it, we reject that and we accept Islam, because ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, this is a book in which there is no doubt. There is doubt in everything else. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.